And here's the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 11th of November, 2024. The release of the film, They're Trying to Kill Us, was on this day in 2021. They're Trying to Kill Us is a documentary which examines the intersection of food, disease, race, poverty, institutional racism, and government corruption to reveal why people of color suffer from disproportionately higher rates of chronic disease. They're Trying to Kill Us is a groundbreaking documentary from executive producers, seven-time NBA All-Star Chris Paul, and seven-time Grammy winner Billie Eilish. Audiences journey with co-director John Lewis as he crosses the country seeking answers to why Americans of color suffer from significantly higher rates of chronic disease than their European American counterparts. Through interviews with cultural influencers, doctors, researchers, politicians, attorneys, professional athletes, activists, and experts in the field of food justice, John begins to unravel a story of collusion that has kept millions of Americans sick while the industries responsible make billions of dollars. The film follows John as a protagonist and narrator in the documentary because of his unique experience being adopted at birth from his drug-addicted birth mother, growing up as an overweight kid in the violence of Ferguson, to becoming a prominent health and wellness advocate promoting compassion. A few of the truths this documentary reveals are: food deserts disproportionately affect African Americans and people of color. 1 in 5 Black Americans have diabetes. Black Americans are 2 times more likely to die from diabetes compared to white Americans. You can watch this important documentary on YouTube. And here's a portion of a poem for today, Langston Hughes' Let America Be America Again. Let America be America again. Let it be the dream it used to be. Let it be the pioneer on the plains seeking a home where he himself is free. America never was America to me. Let America be the dream the dreamers dreamed. Let it be that great strong land of love where never kings connive nor tyrants scheme that any man be crushed by one above. It never was America to me. Oh, let my land be a land where liberty is crowned with no false patriotic wreath, but opportunity is real and life is free. Equality is in the air we breathe. There's never been equality for me, nor freedom in this homeland of the free. Say, who are you that mumbles in the dark, and who are you that draws your veil across the stars? I am the poor white, fooled and pushed apart. I am the Negro bearing slavery's scars. I am the red man driven from the land. I am the immigrant clutching the hope I seek and finding only the same old stupid plan of dog eat dog or mighty crush the weak. I am the young man full of strength and hope, tangled in that ancient endless chain of profit, power, gain, of grab the land, of grab the gold, of grab the ways of satisfying need, of work the men, of take the pay, of owning everything for one's own greed. The free? Who said the free? Not me. Surely not me. The millions on relief today? The millions shot down when we strike, the millions who have nothing for their pay, for all the dreams we've dreamed, all the songs we've sung, all the hopes we've held, and all the flags we've hung, the millions who have nothing for our pay except the dream that's almost dead today. Oh, let America be America again, the land that never has been yet, and yet must be, the land where every man is free, the land that's mine, the poor man's, Indians, Negroes, me, who made America, whose sweat and blood, whose faith and pain, whose hand at the foundry, whose plow in the rain, must bring back our mighty dream again. Sure, call me any ugly name you choose. The steel of freedom does not stain from those who live like leeches on the people's lives, We must take back our land again, America. Oh yes, I say it plain, America never was America to me, and yet I swear this oath, America will be. Let America Be America Again by Langston Hughes. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to keep the dream alive in your heart.